In the last presidential election campaign, Senator John Kerry had the gall to suggest that although President Bush served honorably in the Air National Guard, his service included no combat experience. Thus, according to Kerry and the Democrats, this made Bush ineligible to serve as commander-in-chief of our armed forces and to make the decision of whether to send our troops into battle. Now, the Democrats, and Hillary Clinton in particular, are suggesting that if she is elected, we will get essentially a reprise of the Clinton administration, with her serving as commander-in-chief and Bill being available as an advisor. And in almost the same breath, she suggests that Barack Obama does not have the qualifications or doesn't understand what it takes to be president, and that he, Obama, would have to rely on advisors to get the job done. This suggests that she thinks that she understands what it takes to be president and commander-in-chief of the armed forces, with her advisor being a draft dodger. Try as I may, I cannot possibly understand how the combination of Hillary Clinton with absolutely no military experience being advised by a draft dodger could possibly hold herself forth as being in any way qualified to serve as the commander-in-chief of our armed forces, advisor or no advisor. I'm telling you, folks, if you listen to what Hillary Clinton says from day to day and try to remember what she said on one day and the next, you will find that she doesn't know what she's talking about on any subject. It is a frightening thought to imagine her sitting there in the White House making decisions on things that affect your life and mine, including whether or not the American armed forces are sent to war or not to protect this country. This is Buck Compton.